And we tried to get him in before the federal election started, but then all of a sudden things went a little bit haywire. But we do have him in this morning, Sam Telfer, the newly elected member for Flinders. Sam, thanks for joining us.
Oh, always a pleasure.
How's the start been to the new job, obviously replacing Peter Treloar after his 12 years, and how have you found the settling in period?
Indeed, big shoes to fill replacing Peter Treloar, but it's been a busy couple of months trying to get the processes, the procedures down pat as far as what the responsibilities really are in the role. Settling in offices in Port Lincoln and Ceduna, as well as the office in Parliament House, and then getting my head around parliamentary processes and the like. So it has been a busy time, but exciting.
And of course, it does mean extra busy time for you because you've now landed three portfolios on top.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been very privileged to be appointed as the Shadow Minister for Local Government, Regional Planning and Regional Population Growth. So these are three areas which are obviously real passion areas of mine and areas I've got great experience, but also areas which I'm going to be making sure that we're really driving results for regional South Australia and in particular those of us here in Flinders.
And it's very interesting from the local government's perspective that I don't know when the last time this might have been, two regional MPs are covering off local government because you are up against Jeff Brock up in Port Pirie.
Yes, indeed, and two regional MPs that have got experience in local government.
Mm.
So both former mayors, mine obviously a bit more recently than the Honourable Jeff Brock, but I'm looking forward to making sure that there's a real modern view of what local government's needs and opportunities are, but also the areas where we can reform and do things better.
Speaking this morning with Sam Telfer, the newly elected member for Flinders, on his election and his settling in period. And what are the main issues that you're working towards at the moment to hit the ground running within the electorate?
Within the electorate, obviously, the travelling I've been doing before the election and since has really highlighted that health in our region is the number one subject matter which needs attention. So it was something which I brought up in my maiden speech last week, something which I highlighted we need to be working to make sure there's all three levels of government trying to get a solution. At the moment, what's in place are really short-term arrangements that are expensive and are ineffective, and people in our communities are feeling isolated and are feeling like maybe their community isn't as sustainable as it should be.
And obviously that means that you would need to get a little bit more attention from party leadership, and I understand David Spears is going to be around tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, so it's good to actually welcome the newly elected opposition leader onto the Eyre Peninsula. He's someone who's not unfamiliar to our shores. He loves coming over here any chance he gets. So, yeah, I'm going to be taking the opposition leader for a bit of a tour around, especially up the west coast and around the southern parts of our beautiful electorate, and making sure we take the time to visit community leaders, things like councils, RDA, and really getting an understanding of what's happening on the ground here in Flinders. We really do need to make sure in opposition that we're holding the government to account and coming up with alternative policies that are actually workable. We want to be in opposition constructive as well as holding the government to account.
And just finally, Sam Telfer, the newly elected member for Flinders. Obviously, David Spears, the former Environment Minister, coming over. I'm guessing that there's going to be a little bit of work done or discussions had about the desal plant, given that there is 1 week remaining for submissions.
Yeah, indeed. And it's a really key issue which, you know, we've had opportunity for community to be involved in all the way along. When there was the announcement from SA Water about where their preferred location was, and those of us in the community pushed back and said, no, we really need to have a proper process around this. I really do commend the former Environment Minister, now the opposition leader, David Spears, for putting in place a process where those local voices do get heard. So the committee have been doing their work as far as listening to community and looking at what are the best arrangements, where's the best location, let's get this right.
Very much looking forward to seeing what happens on the desal plant and health as well. Sam Telfer, member for Flinders, thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure.